So pretty packed crowd here, a pretty lively crowd. How does that bode for what you guys are trying to do here?
We're excited about what we're trying to do here because we think that Saskatoon is due. The community has changed. We're such a diverse city now, and soccer is such a huge sport, and we're only first discovering it. I've been following sports, well, for 50 years, and it's only recently that I discovered how much fun soccer is. And so this, having a crowd like this is fantastic.
When you look at the economics that are going to have to go into this, at what point do you guys start looking towards the breakdown of how much government funding you're going to look for, city funding, or private investors like we saw with Merlis Belcher?
Well, we do have some some private investors. Prairieland Park is an investor. Al Simpson's group is an investor as well. We will be going to all levels of government in an effort to create funding. But we think that this has a payback, not only financially, for example, you know, in tax revenue and tourist dollars and those type of things, but from a social aspect, you know, giving kids an opportunity to play. And when you have a professional sports team, it just helps everybody get better in their particular sport because they have something to strive for. They can see what it takes to be a professional player. So we think that helps in all levels.
Steve, nuts and bolts. How quickly can you get Marquess Downs Grandstand down the track, out, start building a stadium, get a shovel in the ground, and have a stadium ready? When do you expect to have that done?
Well, here's the beautiful part about it is we don't have to take the grandstand down. The grandstand is going to be a part of the stadium. So we just have to build around the stadium. And we can do it in stages, so it doesn't have to all be done at once. We would certainly like to have a commitment, and we would like to be breaking ground ASAP. But I think a reasonable goal is playing soccer by 24.
Mm-hmm. How much are you expecting this whole project is going to cost? What's the estimate?
At the end of the day, we think that this project can come in at about $28 million total, and that would be a full blown stadium. That would be with 5,500 seats. It would be expandable, because we do anticipate that this is a generational facility, and we're not just building it for the group that's going to be here in the next 5 years. But we certainly hope that it will expand and grow as well.
What's going to be the expanded seating on that? You said 5,500, but what can it expand into?
I wouldn't be able to answer that question for you, but we're going to start at 5,500 with the ability to expand.
How much money are you hoping to get from the city as a contribution to this?
We haven't discussed that yet. I shouldn't say that we have discussed that yet, but that's not something that we're prepared to make public just yet.
And how many square feet estimated, how big the stadium would be?
Al Simpson would be able to probably answer that one for you better.
And you said 5,500, the capacity, population?
The seating capacity would start out at 5,500.
So soccer specific, but how do you have to change it in order for it to fit a cricket match or something?
Well, the beautiful thing about it is the field turf that they're using is very compatible with other sports like rugby and like cricket and those type of things. So there wouldn't have to be that much, because it's going to be an international size pitch. And so my understanding is that a cricket game would be able to be facilitated without, it's not like you'd have to move seats or bring seats in.
This facility is not predicated, though, on there being a CPL franchise, is it?
I would suggest it is. Okay. I would suggest that the CPL will be the anchor tenant for this. We just wouldn't be able to do it without it.
Okay. And so, what's the next step? It sounds like there's going to be some talk with the city. Like, what's next for you guys?
Our next step is going to be making a presentation to the city next week, and then we'll see where that goes from.
And there's conversations with other levels of government as well going on right now?
Yeah, there certainly will be, yes.